it's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
And there you were, Jacinda, just smiling, saying it's going to be okay, everything's going to be fine. Jeff, we're almost there.
And I'm glad you found that reassuring.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I didn't realise until our fine media wrote it up that apparently I winked.
Well, this is the thing, you know. This is what the whole country's talking about, which is great. Eh? Let's not talk about affordable housing or the suicide rate. Let's talk about the fact that you winked. Oh my God! Did you not do it on purpose? Really?
No, I
really,
did
Roger
not.
Gascoigne? Did you not do it on purpose, Roger Gascoigne?
It's clearly involuntary.
What are you saying?
It was.
As station manager Hugh Sunday's suggesting it might be a nervous tick by the sound of things, brought on by the pressure of recent events.
No, well, actually, during the election campaign, we did a lot of these videos, and my team started to point out to me that from time to time I was doing that at the end of the video. So I have a habit.
Do you know what? I was just thinking there, but the things that your team are picking up, and so I'm just imagining what, say, Donald Trump's team pick up at the end of every day. Oh, you know what you've done there? Everything wrong. But so here we are. This is another day this year in your life, Jacinda Ardern, where by like 5 or 6 o'clock, things will have changed again. And then tomorrow will be the same again, because it's not going to be till the end of the week now, apparently. Is that right? Tell me now what's going on.
Certainly heard that commentary. And it is true that all parties have different mechanisms, processes that they have to go through. So I don't know intimately the requirements of the New Zealand First process. I certainly know ours. I know a bit about the Greens. That's obviously the process that they're going through.
It must be weird. I mean, I know you probably can't discuss anything about it whatsoever, but it must be weird sitting there going, oh, don't say that. You'd be really, like I say, tender hooks. You know, well, or do you just go, no, here's what we're doing. You're either in or out.
Yeah.
With us or with the terrorists.
I mean, I make this general point, you know, you've still got to stand by the things that you campaigned on. There's only a point in being in government if you can be the kind of government you want to be. And so I know there's a lot of nervousness around, or at least commentary around, the position this puts the two major parties in. Well, actually, it's up to us to still stick to the things that we believe in, and that's totally within our power. So, yeah, I found the commentary a bit interesting in that regard.
There's a lot of, talk about working the pundits over this time, this election, just when they all thought they were going to have a cruise through. And it was all just done and dusted. And then you took over as leader, and then suddenly millions and millions extra votes, and then there's that special vote, and then all special votes come in. They're working hard. They're almost running out of ideas, some of them.
Well, I absolutely understand that this is, you know, a period of frustration for those who are meant to report on politics, because there's a lot of quiet. I don't think there should be any view that there's, that's wrong. Of course you would expect there to be negotiations behind closed doors. The important thing is that once it's done, then there's full transparency. Agreements that are made between parties are public. You can see what compromises have been made, and you can hold parties to account on that.
But Allah, I don't know if you're going to answer that question. Hugh's got his hand up, Hugh.
Where exactly is it? Like, did both parties, you had your negotiations, and the party has got, and now NZ First have got two offers, and they literally will just talk about it themselves? Or are you guys still in the conversation?
No, we're still in the conversation. So it's been a whole period of just talking about all our different positions on different policy areas. So that means, you know, just to give a sense of where there's common ground and where there's difference. And as has been already discussed, there's been a bit more of that exchange over the weekend. So it's not like parties are putting in close tender bids. It's not really like that. It's actually just been a discussion around what's your view on this, you know, and what's your perspective on this issue, and where's your policy on this, and here's our policy, and a bit of a discussion, a bit of back and forth.
It'd be fair to say, though, wouldn't it, that somebody in, say, the Labour Party, and somebody in New Zealand First would have done a bit of research about that before going into like you guys would be pretty au fait with each other's policies, and as National would be as well. I can't say much about it, but surely it's just compromise where we at, you know.
You want to get a sense of the things that actually are totally hard and fast as
Some of the things that we've learned post election day is there's a hell of a lot more special votes than we thought. They were very positive to your party. What have you learned? What have you gleaned since that day? Because we haven't spoken to you since for a week. I didn't speak to you last week. But what have you sort of learned about the electorate as a nation at the moment in the last couple of weeks?
We haven't done our full breakdown and analysis yet. Just because we wanted to get this bit out of the way.
What does your gut tell you? What have you sort of learned from it?
Certainly that we had a pretty good swing in most areas.
Were you trying to make some parts of the country feel a little bit guilty just then?
No. Most. That was a reference to the fact that actually we were starting from a pretty low bar in most places as well. So that did make it a bit easier for us. If you look at turnout in South Auckland, we still have a massive issue on our hands, you know, in the 60% range in some of those seats. And our MPs there work incredibly hard, but we've just got to come up with new ways of trying to make sure that we're reaching people in different parts of the country, because we're still not managing to do it there.
Do you think that, you can't answer this really either, can you? Do you think that New Zealand has made an informed vote this time around?
Do you think the
information was there for those that wanted to dig into it? Well,
there was certainly you know, pretty good viewership around things like the debates, more so than I think was expected.
That would work better if certain members who participated in the debates didn't just lie down the camera. That would have been better.
There's certain things you want people to see and that you don't want them to see, I guess. But there's certainly indicators that people really were engaging this election. Turnout again, we only really managed to lift it by, I think it was a percentage point or so.
Baby steps, though.
Yeah, at least it's not continuing to go in the other direction. But I do want to look at that breakdown and see how we managed to do with young people in particular as well.
All right, so you're sitting in a position now where you're just basically waiting for the New Zealand First board to have their meeting. Then what's the timeline as far as you...
Have a process, but I do want to remind people, of course, it isn't all in one party's hands. We still have the ability, if we're unhappy with whatever's coming back, to say yay or nay. We are not in a powerless position. But they have a process to go through, and I respect that every party has a process to go through. Once that's done, we'll know a little bit more about where we're at, and then we'll all have decisions to make.
Is there anything that is just simply... you simply won't move on, and unless it's, you know, is there something that if New Zealand First come out and say, right, here's what we're... Right, because that's it. Right, here's what we're going to do. If they say, as long as Labour and the Greens do this, we'll form a government with them. What are some of the things that you simply won't budge on? You simply go, you know, I'd love to be in government, but we're not budging on that, so sorry, mate, we can't do it. You can have to...
Some of the things I've already said publicly, we're not budging on a referendum on the Māori seats, on giving up certain things like Minister of Finance and the PM's role. But actually, most of it, I'd rather leave those conversations to internal conversations.
Sure.
It may well become obvious in the fullness of time what those areas are. But we certainly have areas that are really important to us and that we won't move on.
So when do you think New Zealand's going to know who the Prime Minister is and who the Governor is?
Oh, look, I'd say probably
roughly,
it'd be safe to say.
Ballpark?
Roughly, I imagine by the end of the week.
I thought you were going to say by the end of today just then. I was got a little excited, but then the end of the week. Okay.
Don't hold me to it.
It's surprising, though, that without any sort of solid leadership, like, we couldn't even send anybody to Passchendaele, could we, really, to represent this?
We had someone there, but
the Prime Minister. We couldn't see the Prime Minister there because we don't read the Prime Minister now, because everything's in limbo. But we are managing, like, the country hasn't tipped up.
No, there are actually countries in Europe, and I wouldn't want this to become a theme where months on end they have caretakers We wouldn't want that to happen. People will then see that maybe we're a little bit more disposable than we'd like to think.
Hey, well, Jacinda, all the very best for the days to come, and just I guess you're just having really comfortable, well, refreshing sleeps at the moment, eh?
Well, actually, no, I'm back down to Wellington. I've been in Wellington a week. There's still quite a lot of work to do when we go through these talks.
And you have to yep. get your way around the reporters that are all just ready to pounce because they've got nothing better to do. And all right, hey, well, all the very best for that. And,
thanks a lot.
And no matter how the cards fall, the country will have made its decision. And should you be talking to us next week as the Prime Minister of New Zealand, oh, I look forward to that. And if that's not the case, I look forward to that as well.
Oh, either way, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Jacinda.
Take care, bye.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.